Jeff, any thoughts about the hyperglycemia? What's your experience with it?
It is somewhat dose-related. At the highest doses, it's more challenging. It's less challenging at the doses of 500 to 625. It's not diabetes, and it's a different biology. And so it does require, you know, just like we learned to treat rash when we started treating people with EGFR TKIs, there is some learning curve to figure out how to manage this hyperglycemia, which antihyperglycemic agents, metformin, Januvia, I have some patients who've needed insulin. I think there's science to learn, and when we figure out that science, it will tell us which are the best drugs.
Corey, reminds me a little bit of the issue of hypertension with Bev in a patient with metastatic disease. You're not thinking about, you know, preventing cardiovascular disease 20 years later. How tight of glucose control do you want to see in this situation?
You want reasonable control of the glucose, but not overbearing control. So oral agents usually suffice, as Jeff has pointed out. It's not a trivial side effect. Some patients will experience a fair amount of anorexia and fatigue. I've found in that group that insulin may work better.
Interesting. So it's seen with rosuvastatin. Is it also seen with the AZD9291, same thing?
There's no hyperglycemia.
There is no hyperglycemia. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
But perhaps more rash.